Hello there, this is Dave and it's dog walking time and it's time for a Wednesday boo. And I'm loving a lovely sunny summer's day and not a cloud in the sky. And it's going to get warm today, it's going to get bloody hot in fact. And I should be at work from 12 till 4. And I think Saturday I'll start working 8 hours a day as well, so that's going to be a bit weird as well. But still, there you go, that's life in it. Be nice to have a bit of extra cash in, but never mind. We'll have to see how it goes. Well, yesterday I went to an audition for a pantomime part. And it seems strange to be talking about pantomimes, when pantomimes are generally done at Christmas time. And this panto is going to take place in end of January, so it's all going to be sort of crazy over Christmas time with rehearsals and stuff like that. Assuming they get the part, of course. I think I probably have got the part, but I don't know yet. The fella is saying he's holding on for the moment. He doesn't think he's going to get anyone better, but you never know, he might. And then I should be playing the part of Señor Embotit, which is basically Mr. Butcher, and which is a bit of a funny one, since I'm a vegetarian. And you don't get many vegetarian butchers, I don't suppose. And I shall have to woo one of the pantomime dames, you know, all that cross-dressing thing. That's going to be a bit weird. It'll be more weird when my opposite in the play is not dressed up in his stuff, but when he's going to be in his fancy pantomime finery, female finery, it probably won't be quite so strange. Anyway, what you have to do to be an actor. Well, when I went down to meet this guy yesterday, I didn't think I was going for an interview or an audition, I should say. I thought it was just going to be have a chat and he was going to tell me about the pantomime and what parts there might be and a little bit of a discussion about what was going to be required and maybe what sort of part might be suitable for me. And then he wants me to do stuff like sing a song and move around a bit and even dance and read the script out and act it, as it were. And obviously with a pantomime you have to ham it up, overdo it, in fact going completely crazy, and the more over you do it the better. So I think I should be able to manage that. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it and it'll be quite interesting. I thought, well, it'll give me something in the winter time that I can be getting out of the house and meeting some more people, and also I should have a nice subject matter and topic to write about with my blogs. I'll be able to do some of the old video blogging. That'll be quite interesting. I did say to him I wanted to do some video blogging of the process, and he looked a bit worried at first, thinking I wanted to put out spoilers or basically do something like, or maybe say how shit it was and something like that. But it's not really what I had in mind. What I have in mind is a video blog and just talking about the generalisations of how it's going and the personal experience of it, which is what I think is going to be most interesting. Maybe if it's possible, there could be occasions where I could do a little recording of one of the other characters and they could say what they're enjoying about the process of being in a pantomime. So we'll have to see how that goes. Well, my next topic to talk about is the updates that are coming for iOS, which is iOS 7, and also for the OS 10 Mavericks. They've run out of cats, in case you're wondering if Maverick is a funny sort of name for a cat. And there's a bin lorry just coming by at the moment, and they're off picking the stuff up. There's the man standing on the back of it, and they're just stopping there by the bins to pick up the rubbish. Anyway, back to iOS. It seems that quite a few of the things that they've put into iOS are already there available in Android. So there's been a bit of copy in there. I imagine there's one or two things in there that are completely fresh and not been seen before, but I haven't had a full chance to have a look at it yet. when I wanted to watch the keynote that was on Monday, I wasn't able to do that because of the fact we had no electric. All of a sudden the electric again went off. I was cutting the grass outside and my wife says, that UPS thing of yours is making a funny noise. Well, there's no electric, that's why. Anyway, it's kind of funny when you start taking a different view about operating systems and whatever else, because you're actually getting to see it from a different angle because you're using something different. And what was kind of funny was that yesterday I did an article. I did the dictation all on my Samsung Galaxy S3, and it went really, really well. I was surprised how fast I was able to knock out 600 words using the dictation and keyboard features. And I was absolutely delighted. I thought it was amazing. And I certainly wouldn't have thought about doing that on the iPhone. Anyway, I posted that up onto Facebook, and there's a guy called Bill who did a serious bit of trolling. He was going off his bloody rocker, he was. He was getting personal, saying I was crazy, and it was it was a proper religious warfare, Android versus Apple sort of thing, and told me I didn't know what I was talking about, and I was stupid, and it was really quite funny. And replied back to him a few times, just for fun, you know. And he was really getting his knickers in a twist, I tell you. And I kind of wonder if he's actually had the opportunity himself to use any Android features, because some of the things he was saying and getting all excited about was not that really drastic and important and something to really worry about, but he was there. And you can understand sometimes why some people could turn into Apple haters just because of the fervent verbosity of Apple users and their love for their Apple products. I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, I still love my iPad, and I'm looking forward to seeing iOS 7 when it comes out, and same with Mavericks. When that comes out, I should be first or second in the queue to get that onto my iMac, and I'm always going to be a Mac user. I'm not going to turn to the dark side and go with Windows, but I can certainly see the benefits of using an Android phone, and it was funny. My son actually sort of put a comment in the timeline of this chat at the end of it. It says, well, serious bit of trolling there. And he was quite right. And there's a few things in Maverick that looks quite good. Safari's having some updates, and one of the updates is quite nice, where you've got the relator type things. You stick them over into a sidebar, and then when you start reading them, you go to the main window and you scroll through the first one. And then instead of having to go back to the side window again to choose the next one on the list so you can see it, you just keep on scrolling. And then the next one comes up, and then the one after that, and so on. And I think that's really quite a good way of doing it. In some ways, it's going to work out better than what I've been using at the moment, which is Pocket. And I don't know if I'll start using Safari, because I have been using Chrome. And one of the benefits of using Chrome is the fact that it's got Flash built into it, and it keeps it updated, and it keeps all the Flash sort of in one place. I don't have to have Flash specifically installed on my Mac, because Flash is a memory hog and a bit of a beast, and you kind of have to keep control of it, really, you know. So that's going to be interesting, whether I shall make the change over to Safari for that particular feature and some of the other features. And let's see, Mavericks Finder's going to having tabs. Well, at the moment I'm using an application on my Mac called Pathfinder, which doesn't just give me tabs, but it gives me a opportunity to have a dual pane window, so I can have something in one side, one disk and a destination, and then something else on the other side altogether. So I'll probably end up still using Pathfinder. Anyway, so that's me having a bit of a ramble on about a few different things. And I shall have another bit of a ramble and a waffle and a witter tomorrow. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. This is Dave Allen, and I'm talking on behalf of Wizard Gold, No Stylus, Digital Books, Maestro, Video Magical, and all the other websites that I write for. So bye-bye now. Be good. And if you can't be good, be careful.